Martin?
Welcome, Estaria.
Yes.
Welcome, my dear friends. This is ET First Contact Radio. I'm having as a special guest Estaria Venus from Hawaii. Welcome, Estaria.
Hi, Martin. Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's such an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
There were some technical problems, but that's all right. The energy is great. It's a beautiful day here in Holland. We had a special occasion to celebrate our own personal ascension here at the Oasis. And I feel that the moment that you are on the show, Estaria, is also divine. All has been taken care of. Everything is sorted out. Right now, the ascension energies are so strong. And Estaria, I would like to ask you if you can tell the listeners about your work and everything that you do and have done and will do, your sacred journeys, your dance performances. Everything that you do is beautiful. So, please share with us how you came about to have such a wonderful inspiration to do this work.
Thank you. Actually, Martin, the inspiration has emerged through me, through my connection with the earth. And it actually all started when I was living in New York City area, and I used to do a lot of running. Right. I used to run several times a week. Mm-hmm. And one day when I was out running, I felt myself slip through my body. Mm-hmm. You could say my consciousness slipped through my body and merged with the vibrational field of Mother Gaia. Mm-hmm. And I felt my consciousness become parts of all of the elements. It was as if I was the earth, I was the air, I was the sky, I was all of it. And my body was still moving, it was still running, and I was merged with everything. And forever, however long that lasted, I then came back into my body as I was running. And that moment really changed my life. It felt like it was a divine awakening that was destined to occur. Mm-hmm. And that brought all of what I had already started bringing through with the movement. It brought all of it into a much larger context that was in divine alignment with my purpose here on the earth. And so I was at that moment knew that my work that I had been doing up until that point with dance was evolving into helping others connect with the earth and with the new energies coming in that are coming in to bring balance to this earth. Mm-hmm. And help people connect with that. And through the vehicles of breath, movement, and sound, that those would be the tools that I'd be using to assist people in this reconnection with the earth and rebalancing. So I had already been working with the modality of dance. I was a professional dancer since I was age 11. And that dance actually was coming from another place. I wasn't aware of it at that time. But I'd had six lessons in Middle Eastern dance. And basically there was this competition that was happening, like a dance competition that was happening in Virginia, believe it or not, and people had were coming from all over the country to participate in this, and I'd had six lessons. And what happened was that I got up there, and when I got on the stage, suddenly I was tapping into another energy, and I was allowing it to flow through me. Uh-huh. And what I realized looking back on that, how that energy just kind of flew through my body into spontaneous movement, was that it was the energy of joy, love, and light. And that pretty much started my profession in dance. And then it was later when I had this experience running that it opened up to my work bringing the qualities of sound into it more and receiving specific techniques that would assist the ascension process. And so basically I was living in New York area, and I immediately, within a couple of months, moved to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. To the mountains, and where I lived on 1,000 acres of land, where I was just opening to receive the messages, the wisdom, and the techniques that I would be teaching.
It all sounds so beautiful, and I have seen the images about your life, how you started running until you moved to Virginia, and I've seen it all in pictures, and I feel that the work you do is very important for the ascension process. So, Staria, maybe we could start by giving the listeners your website so that they can find more information.
Okay. Yes, my website is www.estaria, and that's spelled E-S-T-A-R-Y-I-A, estaria.com.
Thank you for that. So what happened then after you moved to North Carolina?
Well, when I moved to North Carolina on that 1,000 acres of land, I started immediately fasting and purifying, and was pretty much in that space all day in my house, where I received information and channelings through, I would say, many archetypes of the Divine Mother. Mm-hmm. And the earth's energies. And so I basically was going through a purification process of receiving these techniques that were combining breath, movement, and sound to release and unstick energy stored in the body, and to help create the body as a fluid vessel to receive the new light energies that are coming in. And I was going through this process with myself every day, pretty much all day, because I wasn't working at that time, and just spending all my time in the process. And then I started teaching and assisting others during that time. Mm-hmm. And over the years, this is what has developed into the larger body of work.
Beautiful. So you work with sound bowls and drums and singing, and in fact, afterwards, I decided to play introduction music, but it would have been better if you would have played the sound bowl and did do some singing as the introduction of the show today. So maybe, if you are willing, you can give us a little demonstration right now.
Yes, definitely. And so I can just say a little bit about, you know, the work with the sound, with the voice, and also with, so basically what I received during that time in North Carolina was tools that combine the breath, movement, and the sound. Mm-hmm. And the sound being a portal and a gateway for us to receive higher energies, light energies of consciousness into the body, because sound is a carrier wave of information, and it also creates an opening. And so I was working with the power of the voice and using the voice on multiple levels to open the body, to bring energy into the body, to work with healing the body as well. And then bringing in the scientific aspect of, you could say, the universal codes and matrix that has created this biology and this life on Earth. And we can talk more about that if you like. But basically, so what I did was I started working with sound frequencies of that relate to the harmonic structure of the earth. And I use these special harmonic tuning chimes that are precisely tuned to these frequencies. So I have with me right now the Venus frequency,
right,
and another frequency that relates to the life force energy. And I can play those and give a little harmonic attunement.
You know, just one last question, Estaria.
Yes.
These sound bowls with this Venus frequency, did you design them yourself? Did you make them yourself? Or are they must be very special sound bowls.
They're actually, these are not sound bowls. They're actually tubes. They're long tubes that are made out of a special kind of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able, what's different about them from the bowls, the crystal bowls, is that they are, you're able to tune them
mm-hmm.
precisely to specific vibrations, whereas the crystal bowls are not tunable. They basically throw they create the bowls and then they test it to see what the vibration is.
Yeah, they have a fixed frequency.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So what is the frequency of the tubes you are playing? Is it 432 hertz?
No, actually, the frequency of Venus is 442 hertz.
442, that's interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if everybody's ready, I'm ready. So I think all the listeners and myself will be delighted to receive the blessings of the sound from you, from your voice and from your tubes. And so we'll receive it with a lot of joy.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. So I just want to invite everybody to take some deep breaths into your body. And just take a moment to feel your connection with this earth. Feeling your connection with the elements of this earth. And feeling your connection with the light that penetrates this earth and that gives life to all things, all creation. And take a moment to also feel your connection with the waters of this earth. The sacred holy waters that flow within this planet and that flow through each of our beings, through our bodies. And just take a moment to open to receive your highest intention. Just let that settle in the heart.
That was so divine, Estaria. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel calm. I have no words. This is beyond words. You know, this brings us into our hearts, out of our heads. This is very healing, very deep. So I just want to remind everybody that if you go to www.estaria.com, it's estaria.com, you can subscribe to the email list, and once you have done that, you can download a free audio file with in a better quality the music that Estaria makes. And of course, I think you also have a whole discography of the things that you're doing, Estaria.
Yes.
And yes, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say one of the things that is coming up is the a 7-day retreat in November on the Big Island of Hawaii during the 11/11/11 Gateway.
Really?
Yes.
That's so beautiful. I have a lot of anticipation and expectations from the 11/11/11 Gateway.
Mm-hmm.
And in our last conversation, which was off the record, you said that you are also planning in the near future to go to Peru again.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't have the date set for that one,
no.
But that's very likely to be in 2012.
Yes. I think I spoke with my partner here that it's possible that we'll be in Peru around May 2012. Because we also feel that what is happening here. And, well, this weekend was very intense with the dance workshop here. And we went to a kind of personal disclosure, personal ascension. We played music the whole weekend from Medwin Goodhall and Phil Thornton. And we did a lot of... We went through a lot, you know. It's very magic what happened this weekend, and I feel that the vibration is going higher and higher. So Cora, who is organizing a lot of workshops and dance courses, she got a message, 20 or 21st of May, something special will happen in Peru in 2012. And myself, I had a vision in 1994 when I was 17. It's exactly 17 years ago, at the half of my life where I am now, that I had a vision that I will be in Peru, and around us is a valley, and in the distance are mountain peaks with people sitting on it, and in the valley is a kind of dance event going on, huge event with people from all over the world, and we're all doing divine dances and connecting through the cosmos. It will be kind of those who know it and feel about it will ascend from this valley in Peru. I don't know where this valley is, but I had this vision, and the whole weekend I spoke about this vision with Cora, and we are here in the oasis, and I feel things are starting up, changing, and in fact, while I was doing a search on YouTube in 2009 about Machu Picchu and Ascension, that's how I came across your name. That's how I came to your website. It was a YouTube video, and I was very impressed by it, and I felt this is correct, this is right, this is resonating with me. And then we had some contact. You would come to Europe to do a workshop, and in the Provence, in France. So then we didn't have contact for such a long time, and then half a year ago we connected on Facebook, and now we're having this interview. And I feel that all the timelines are coming together, and that the people who feel this and who know about this will be there with us in Peru. What's your idea about it, Astraya?
Well, yes, Peru is one of the major stargates on the Earth. And I had received some information back when I did that trip to Peru that you saw the video online, because, of course, I like to plan all the sacred travel around particular alignments that are happening on the planet. And I was guided to take a group to Peru at that time for a very big alignment that involved several aspects, one of them being the star tetrahedron energy field that was being created through the planetary alignment. There was various other alignments and angles that were occurring within that same portal of energy that was opening. And so I was guided to go there. There was a big connection with the Pleiades star system. And so, of course, we are evolving into more of our light bodies with the Pleiadian codes in our embodiment, and that's part of the evolutionary cycle of this Earth. And so the importance of the Pleiades star system is vast. And so, of course, when we're moving towards this deeper alignment with the Pleiades and within that light field, that photon light that's coming, and so these gateways that are happening with the planetary alignments create an opening for us to receive this energy. And so, of course, it was a very big opening, and so that light energy of the Pleiades was streaming through this star tetrahedron portal that was being created on the Earth. And so I was guided to be on top of Machu Picchu at the Temple of the Moon doing ceremony at that time of that portal opening.
Beautiful.
So I feel Peru is a very important piece, and I feel a connection in the, you could say, building of that stargate. And what I received on that was just so many of the divine souls that were part of that are being called to that stargate at that time.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that they will open a new stargate when all the people that are meant to be there, like you and me and others, that they will open another stargate? I have the feeling it will happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another stargate, or we might even say just a deeper opening of the gate.
Yeah.
You know, like as if there's layers within the gate.
Right.
A deeper core to the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely believe that, because we are, the importance of all of us unifying and bringing our energy bodies together is the key to unlock the matrix.
Yes.
Of light on this earth. So,
and you know, I have the feeling that ascension will happen for a selected group of people that will be in Peru, that ascension will happen for this group of people over there in Machu Picchu.
Yes, I feel that that is definitely one of the stargates for sure. I mean, there's many stargates on the planet, and different souls are being drawn to different gates. And so, we might say that could be like a gene pool that we experience at the biological level. Mm-hmm. That we're all part of the same gene pool. So the gene pool that's connected would gravitate to each other, per se, if we look at it on that physical, biological level. But there is definitely a reuniting of souls that their harmonic energy fields create a portal. And I think we are all gathering together and going to these different portals to ignite that energy. But within that, there's a greater grid that is being ignited, of course. And so all of us in our hearts at the Stargates are opening up the greater grid on the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. So could you share with the listeners when exactly, again, so that people can write it down, or go to your website to see when the next workshop will be in Hawaii. It will be in November or October, you said?
It will be in November.
Yes.
There's two workshops coming up in November. They're actually retreats. And the first one is November 7th mm-hmm. through the 14th.
Right.
And so that is the one that encompasses the 11-11 gateway. Mm-hmm. And that is sound healing and swimming with the dolphins.
Beautiful.
So, yes, we'll be working with that dolphin energy and the energy of Sirius, of course.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. Are you familiar with Jean-Luc Bozzoli in Hawaii?
Yes, I do know Jean-Luc.
I have a DVD in my hand, Transmuteo.
Yes, beautiful.
Are you friends?
Yes, we are actually.
Yeah, you're working together.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to be doing something with my sound with some of his images.
Mm-hmm. So anybody who's interested can buy the DVD on the internet. I don't know exactly where, but it's called Transmuteo. I haven't seen it yet, but my friend here spoke about it. And it's TRANSMUTEO. So this will transform your vision. This will change your perception of the world. Right?
Yeah, beautiful. Dolphin energy and the energy of Atlantis, and it's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So I try to imagine how your life is in Hawaii. How is your house situated? What do you do daily, and what brings you joy, Estaria?
I've moved now to the big to Oahu from the Big Island. I was based on the Big Island, and now my time over on the Big Island will be for specific ceremonies and the retreats. Right. Because, of course, the Big Island is the island of healing and transformation. It has the power of Mauna Kea, which is the tallest mountain in the world, from the bottom of the ocean to the top.
Right. Yes,
and it has, of course, the most active volcano in the world. And because of the placement of the Big Island, which some people might not be aware of, basically, because we're talking about stargates here and the star tetrahedron, the Big Island of Hawaii is situated on the 19.5 latitude on the Earth.
Right.
And the 19.5 latitude is part of the star tetrahedron that lays over the Earth. So it is part of the gateway, the portal of that Stargate energy. And there's only a couple of other places that are close to the 19.5, but the Big Island of Hawaii is right on the 19.5. And right at that bay, actually, where we're doing the two retreats coming up in November, is right on the 19.5, and that's why we specifically do the retreats and the gateway ceremonies there. And it's on the bay where the dolphins come in, and has one of the most sacred heiaus on all the islands right there at that bay. It's called the Pathway to the Gods. So the Hawaiians knew about the importance of the Big Island of Hawaii, and they knew it was part of a key that went into the galaxy, because when we look at that star tetrahedron grid over the planet, that is the grid that goes into the center of the galaxy. So that's the point where energy is coming into the Earth, and that would make sense why that is the tallest mountain in the world and has the most active volcano, that energy coming up from the core of the Earth. And so the ancient Hawaiian culture and spiritual tradition, you know, they're fully aware of that. And so they take the umbilical cords of their babies up to that sacred mountain of Mauna Kea, into a very sacred lake up there, because they know that that is the key to the other dimensions. And there is a connection, of course, to Lemurian and the Pleiadian star system through this portal. And so that's why we do the retreats there on the Big Island, for that reason of the 19.5. It's a big part of it, and why we're doing the 11.11 gateway there. But with that, you know, that island being the island of healing and transformation, I have now moved over to the island of Oahu to be based out of, and I'm very close to the water. You were asking what I like to do to feel joy and love, and I like to be close to the ocean. Yeah. I really like to be in the waters of the earth, and so I try to spend as much time there as possible. And of course, you know, we know that the rhythm of the ocean is setting the, you know, foundational rhythm of this planet, because the earth is made of predominantly water. So that is the biggest element on this earth, and that element, that water, is ruled by the moon energy, the magnetic force of the moon. And so, you know, it has a very powerful rebalancing and recalibrating effect on us, restabilizing on many levels through our brain waves, through many systems in the body, but basically through the pulse system in the human body. So I like to spend time there connecting with the earth through the water element.
That sounds like paradise. And do you also still run, like when you had your initiation in Peru, in New York? Do you still run along the beaches?
Actually, I don't run anymore, but except for a little bit along the beach, a little bit on the beach. But no, I don't do the 5-mile runs anymore. But I, of course, I do a lot of my dance also on the beach. Mm-hmm. And so I really, you know, those are key things for me, is being in the ocean and dancing, dancing myself on the beach and dancing with others on the beach, and, you know, teaching my Shakti sound yoga and all the various things that we do with the sacred dance and movement and sound.
That sounds beautiful. And there's a question I have for you. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with a lady called Jacqueline Lootsma from the Netherlands?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, she is doing workshops, and she's also swimming with dolphins in Hawaii. And I want to ask the Dutch listeners to check the website of the Oasis, because we are going to give workshops here. And maybe we can bring a whole delegation of the Netherlands to this event in Hawaii from the 7th to the 14th that you are organizing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's two. So the 7th to the 14th, which encompasses the 11-11 gateway, is, you know, for anyone. The other retreat that we have that's starting, which is called the Divine Union, it's a retreat for couples, and it's called Divine Union, the Art of Sacred Relationship. Mm-hmm. And that retreat is November 16th through the 23rd. It's also in the same location on the Big Island of Hawaii. And so that will be diving into very specifically about building a foundation within the relationship, a harmonic foundation that connects and creates the Trinity. And, we could go into a whole thing on that. But people can find out more about that on the website as well.
Right. So what you also do is you are performing, you are giving lectures, you are a musician, you are a channel. And I think it's true that you also wrote a book. Is that correct?
You know, I've written many articles and I have many books in my computer. I'm at this time looking at putting those into various audio programs or possibly video programs. I'm just looking at the options of how to bring the material forth.
Right. Well, if I can be of any help, maybe if something important happens, you can come on the show again and we'll share this information with the listeners. And we can go maybe a bit more into the depth of the Holy Trinity relationship, because I think that's a very interesting topic.
Yes, I'd love to do that. We can do that for sure.
Mm-hmm. So in the 18 minutes that we have left, are there any topics or important things or events that you want to share with the listeners where we can talk about? Or information that you feel or that comes up to your mind that might be worth of sharing?
Yeah. Let's see. There is something important for people to be aware of, and that is that we're about to go into a Venus gateway time. We're actually entering it already. And that can be another call as well that we can go into more on that. But I want people to be aware of that. That we are going in the month of August here, we're going into this Venus Gateway. And on the 16th of August, we have the conjunction of the Sun and Venus.
Wow.
And this is a very important alignment because it is the Venus Sun-Venus transit that occurs happens in two cycles, and it basically started the cycle in June 2004, and it's completing the cycle in June 2012. And this is really a birthing. And when we look at the cycles, and they happen every 113 years, this is an evolutionary birthing, and of course we know that Venus is bringing in the qualities of the divine feminine energy to assist the Earth to coming into this, you know, back into this harmonic balance, mm-hmm. the harmonic balance of the magnetic and the electric energy, or the masculine and the feminine energy. And so when Venus unites with the Sun, and basically what happens is in that transit is that Venus passes in front of the Sun. Mm-hmm. And so normally the way that Venus orbits the Sun, it's at a tilt. And so Venus doesn't come in between the Earth and the Sun. So what happens when we have a Venus transit is Venus actually comes in front of the Sun at an angle that comes in between the Earth and the Sun. So if you can imagine these three planetary spheres, you know, the Sun and then Venus and then the Earth, and Venus is in between the Sun and the Earth. And so what that means is that is a major portal that is created for the sunlight of the Sun, you know, the light of the Sun, mm-hmm. to move through the planet of Venus and be in a straight alignment for the Earth to receive that infusion of light and energy. And, of course, the Sun is a very igniting energy, okay? And Venus has the qualities of surrender and receptivity, all the feminine qualities, surrender, receptivity, harmony, divine beauty, joy, light, and love. And so both the Sun and Venus are about the heart energy. And so, and of course, we know that the heart is the portal where the new energy is entering in through the body. It comes in through our pulse of life, through the heart pulse. Mm-hmm. we receive this electromagnetic impulse of light. And so through the heart center, through this gateway and this Sun-Venus transit, the Earth is receiving this energy as well. And just like the microcosm of the human form, the macrocosm of the Earth is also it's igniting her heart and opening up to this divine balance of energy. And so this alignment that's coming in that culminates in June of 2012 is preceded by one of the major points on the Earth that is one of the major points in the orbital pattern. So Venus actually is very connected with our DNA. Venus creates a star pentagram in her orbital pattern, which is the angle of our DNA. And so she opens the portal of our DNA. And this DNA portal is open during this Sun-Venus transit, and the light and the ignition of the sun's energy comes through that into the Earth, into our hearts, and opens up and births a new reality that has these qualities of love, light, beauty, divine joy, all the qualities of that balanced energy field. And so that is what we have coming up in August. On August 16th, we have the fourth point on that pentagram. And then next year, we're ready for the completion, the full opening of the portal.
It's so beautiful. And so, it's so well into words, Estaria. You put it so divinely. I mean, it's so pure. And I am longing to meet you and to be with you on the workshop that you will give in Hawaii. And well, I think that this alignment with Venus that will occur on August the 16th will bring an enormous infusion of love to the Earth.
Yes.
So, could you share with us what your idea is about the official announcement that we are not alone, you know, that the Space Brothers and Sisters are here, and I have a feeling it's very close, and I think that we all need to be prepared for it. What's your idea about it?
Yes, I agree with you, Martin, and you know, what is happening with this 2012 alignment is that it is the awakening. It is the more mass awakening on the planet. And so with that would be what you just said, Martin, about the acknowledgement and the conscious awareness that we are not alone on this planet. And so I feel that we are in the timing now. We're leading into that, and by sometime next year, that could very well be part of the larger planetary awakening, or the ignition that helps to enlighten everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and well, I think that I want to ask you, Staria, if you would allow me, I downloaded your recording, Venus and Mars, it's MP3, because when you play the sound balls, there was a problem with the connection.
And
yes, I would. There was a lot of background, not background noise, there was just a problem with the connection. And so I would like to play the MP3 for the listeners, if you would allow me to, so that they can feel it, okay?
Yes, absolutely. And one thing I did want to mention that ties into the gateway coming in August 16th and several other dates within the August timeframe is the, two things. One is people can go to the website and download the free Venus and Mars track. The other thing is that I'm about to have completed several tracks one of them specifically being the Sun-Venus frequencies, which will be perfect for people to harmonize and attune with now, between now and during the alignment, to do some meditation with. And the other thing I wanted to let people know of, that I am doing a conference call on this Venus gateway that you can find on my calendar on my website. And so that starts August 4th. It's a 4-week program working with the energies of Venus. So, yeah.
And how can people attend to this program?
They can do that online. They can go to the calendar and click on the link and just join the call.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Well, so if you are ready, Estaria, and if the beloved listeners are ready, I'm going to play your music.
Wonderful.
And then just a couple of minutes before the end of the show, we will say farewell to each other. Okay?
Okay.
So here we go. Love and light.
Love and light.
area. We have about 2 minutes left before the end of the show. I want to thank you for your kind words and your very powerful information. So once again, for the listeners that are interested in the workshop in Hawaii, the retreat, where people can swim with the dolphins and the things that will happen during the 11th gateway. So why don't you again share with us your website?
Yes, the website is www.estaria.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, Estaria. And we'll be in contact. And I wish you divine blessings.
Thank you so much, Martin. And thank you for having me on the show. And thank you to all of you that are here with us as well. Thank you so much.
Namaste, Estaria.
Namaste.